I got waves of pain crashing over me. A tsunami on the inside that no one can see. You think you want to be a poet? Well, no, you don't. Because no matter how hard I try to stop these emotions, they won't back down. It's like I'm on crack now, high as the sky, and nothing can stop me. Next minute on the floor weeping, like my best friend just dropped me. Wish I could stop these highs and lows. Fickle as the wind, who can tell where it blows, where it comes from or where it goes? Nobody knows, but it shows effects everywhere. Trees shifting back and forth and the rustling sound of leaves. In the same way my heart gets plucked, and I go from standing with my arms high to falling on my knees. Lord, please, could I have some mercy? A little less diversity in all that I feel. A bit of constant calm, maybe even keel. Could my experience of things be a little less real? Wish I didn't hurt so bad for lost friends and missed community. Wish I didn't need people so deeply or care about unity. Sometimes I regret even amazing experiences and finding new heights, because as soon as they're over, I come crashing down like a bird shot out of flight. Fall to the ground wondering, what in the world happened? There must be some mistake, cause I was just flapping my wings hard and soaring as high as I could be. But when skyscrapers fall, there's a mess that you wouldn't believe. All that material that slowly built to the sky comes crashing down in an instant and leaves debris far and wide. So it goes when I come crashing down after a new high, and I feel bad for those around me, especially my bride. She internalizes it, thinks it's about her. Truth is, a shooting star just burned through the atmosphere and crashed to the earth. I wish I could burn that hot and not get consumed, or fly that fast and not make a sonic boom. Wish I could soar like Icarus but not lose my wings. Or an atomic bomb could be released without harming anything, but it can't. Nor can my emotions be fully expressed without collateral damage. To feel so deeply is my gift, but sure can feel like a curse. And when it does, I try to remember back to what it was like at first, before I knew him, when my heart was completely locked down. I couldn't feel anything, had a fake smile, wouldn't let myself frown, couldn't be down, cause life was too good for that. But one day I asked him to come and set me free. Let me feel in totality, not just those highs, but the lows too. And in so doing, began my journey with the blues. Became well acquainted with tears, when before that I'd only experienced them twice in 22 years. The thing I found when I cried though, is that I wasn't alone. His presence would surround me like a home. And in that new dwelling, I would be telling all my painful stories to God, sometimes yelling. Bodies shaking, expressing sounds I hadn't known. Lacked the words, so the Holy Spirit would just groan on my behalf. And in that agony, I would find divinity like a blanket covering me, loving my intricacies, intricately performing heart surgery, severing the broken places and setting me free. He would reattach those severed strings to himself and make me whole. He would whisper to me that my pain wasn't too much for him to hold. I was made to be bold. I was made to run deep like a well. And when life became too much for me, I could come and tell him. And he would listen, carry the burden, and remove me from the position as savior. He would release me from that, but also be that for me. He would be my healer if I let him have my disease, my emotions. Ha! He can handle those with ease. Pick me up off the ground when I couldn't even get to my knees, yeah. He gave me the highest heights and also the lowest lows, not just for me, but so I could compose poetry and let other people feel what he feels, see what he can see, do my small part in shaking this world from its apathy.